This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Absolutely dumbfounded by Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, who's evidently very concerned about how much the First Amendment would, quote, hamstring the government in dangerous times or times where they really have to get the message out and this kind of thing. Oh, my goodness, folks. I'm telling you, you know, just the day after the bloodbath comment goes viral and the media goes apoplectic, but we're not going to hear a whole lot about a Supreme Court justice worried about the First Amendment hamstringing the government from actually, doing some censorship. It's just really something to me, folks. Welcome to the program. Of course, Friday, pardon me, I was going to say it's the 5 a.m. hour. It's hour number 4 of the program, and it is the Tuesday edition of the program. No, we didn't get into a time machine and vault headlong into Friday. It's on its way, but it's not here yet. But we're here with you this morning. Glad to be with you. Of course, Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959 is the number if you'd like to opine this morning. You can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message, simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you're off and running from there. We've had some great calls this morning. I really appreciate it. We've had some great discussions. And I got to tell you, folks, we just don't know what is up with Ketanji Brown Jackson. This from the Washington Examiner. Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson raised concerns that the First Amendment may stand in the way of government censorship in unique times. In Monday's oral arguments for Murphy versus Missouri, Jackson appeared to be skeptical that the government could not censor social media posts in, quote, the most important time periods, unquote. I mean, you already know what I'm thinking, right? First of all, who determines the unique times? Who determines the most important time periods? What would be the criteria for such a thing? And, you know, at what point can you run roughshod over over others' First Amendment rights? So, you know, is there a manual for that? Is there a set of instructions? You know, how does that work? Of course, a lot of this has to do, of course, folks, with the idea of government censoring things, especially on social media. She says, my biggest concern. Well, actually, I think we've got the audio. You can just hear it in her own words here. And, you know, we can't make this stuff up, so I'm glad we have the audio. Let's listen in.
Justice Jackson?
So my biggest concern is that your view has the First Amendment hamstringing the government in significant ways in the most important time periods. What would you have the government do? I've heard you say a couple times that the government can post its own speech, but in my hypothetical, kids, this is not safe, don't do it, is not going to get it done. And so I guess some might say that the government actually has a duty to take steps to protect the citizens of this country, and you seem to be suggesting that that duty cannot manifest itself in the government encouraging or even pressuring platforms to take down harmful information. So can you help me? Because I'm really worried about that, because you've got the First Amendment operating in an environment of threatening circumstances from the government's perspective, and you're saying that the government can't interact with the source of those problems.
And Your Honor, I understand that instinct, and I guess what I tell you is that our position is not that the government can't interact with the platforms there. They can and they should in certain circumstances like that that present such dangerous issues for society and especially young people. But the way they do that has to be in compliance with the First Amendment. And
okay, stop right there. But the way they do it needs to be in compliance with the First Amendment. I'm sure she didn't like that that kind of response. But you see, this is where, my friends, that parts of being in a free society where you have the First Amendment, where that is enshrined, where that is enforced, where that is revered, it means that you're going to have some kinds of things where you're going to have to be discerning. And from my perspective, what Ketanji Brown Jackson is talking about here is this idea that, you know, there needs to be like a safety valve, a safety switch, I'm going to say a kill switch, and, you know, don't throw me into the thing with the Trump thing and so forth. But again, here we go. It's another figure of speech. You can't have a kill switch on the First Amendment just because you somehow declare it's a most important time period. Therefore, you can now run roughshod over other people's rights and so forth. Now, we have seen limits of free speech being tested in the sense that you're going to get in big trouble, right, if you yell fire in a crowded movie house and there's no fire. Exactly right. So there's going to be major consequences for doing that kind of thing. But at the same time, if people have the ability to speak and the government, again, can respond with more speech, you know. By the way, there are also other laws out there. There are the libel and slander laws. You know, I could say something wrong about somebody else that I know is false and this kind of thing, and I could end up in a lot of trouble for that kind of thing. And you can sue somebody for slander. We've seen celebrities do this time and time again, that false stories were put out and they sue them, and eventually they come out and they win, you know, if the whole thing was false to begin with. And so there are ways of testing whether or not somebody can go out and say whatever they want. But what worries me about this is Ketanji Brown Jackson actually saying, again, there's this criteria where, well, we've got the First Amendment. This is my perception of what she's talking about. Well, we got the First Amendment, but, you know, sometimes we just need to set that aside, you know, because, you know, the adults are in the room and the adults are going to have to take care of the children and tell them what, you know, that's a little scary in terms of how our system works. Stay right there, folks. Kyle Warren with you, coming right back.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, Tuesday edition continues to literally race by. So if you do see us go whooshing by, if you see something just blurry and it's going super fast, that's us. That's this program, everybody. And we have you to thank for that. This is the best job in the world, I'll tell you that much, and we do have you to thank for that. Welcome back, of course, to the program. 949-822-7959 is the number to call. If you're just waking up, if you're just getting ready for your day, we're glad to be along with you this morning. And if you're just finishing your day, if you've been working overnight throughout America in the wee hours of the morning, well, we hope that, first of all, that you have a great rest of your quote-unquote evening at this point. And thanks for spending time with us. But we've got a lot more show to do as we go through hour number four here of the program. I want to get back here in a moment to Ketanji Brown Jackson and her very interesting perspective on the First Amendment. In fact, we just got a direct message from Wally, and Wally went over to KyleWarrenShow.com, clicked on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and he wrote in and he said, of course, you know, we were talking about Ketanji Brown Jackson in the first segment. He writes in and he says, well, this is coming from the woman who doesn't know the difference between men and women. Yeah, you've got that right, Wally. That's right. When she said she was not a biologist. So I just don't know, you know, what other parts of her opinion there we need to really sort of latch on to. But at any rate, thank you so much, Wally. I appreciate that. I think everybody smiled at that. Well, before we get back to Ketanji Brown Jackson, we got another great audio quote in reaction to what she was saying. But remember the other day, it was a couple of days ago on the program, that we had the story that Biden has become angry, and he was yelling at his staff and so forth because he's not doing so well in the polls, right? And so, and he's, you know, things are kind of foundering in so many ways. So we had that story that he was yelling at his staff and so forth, where Peter Ducey wanted to ask Jake Sullivan about this at the White House press briefing room. Let's listen to this exchange because, again, you know, when Sullivan and Karine Jean-Pierre, you know, they go to the White House press briefing podium, you know, it's sometimes the look on their faces is, okay, I just don't want another. How much longer? You know, it's almost, that's kind of the look on their face, especially Karine Jean-Pierre's. Kind of, you know, how much longer is this press briefing going to go? Because Peter Ducey is always lurking and always asking questions like this. Let's listen in.
The report that when President Biden was told his handling of the war between Israel and Hamas was starting to affect his poll numbers, the quote is, he began to shout and swear. So when he does that, is he shouting and swearing about Netanyahu or about Hamas or about his poll numbers?
This is the when did you stop beating your spouse question, because I don't think he ever did that. And so, well, you use that as the premise of your question, which is when he does that. I've never seen him do that, shout or swear in response to that. So from my perspective, that particular report is not correct.
All right. Well, I tell you, and of course, you know, if this had been about Trump, Trump gets mad and Trump yells at his staff and all that, this would be a national crisis, you know, almost as much as the bloodbath comment, which we did address pretty extensively on the program yesterday. There's still all this fallout coming from that, folks. Although I did see this, I do want to tell you about this because we thank Wally for his very funny comment. Well, it's good to laugh a little bit at some of this stuff, only because it is so ridiculous. But evidently there was a posting from the Babylon Bee that said something about Trump. Trump is now threatening to trigger a landslide in the next election. That's right. President Trump is going to, it's more damage is coming, you know, it's a biblical proportions, and Trump will trigger a landslide. You know, it's this kind of stuff. Yeah, and it's raining cats and dogs, and, you know, President Trump could have said, as I mentioned earlier in the program, right, that people are going to lose their shirt if all these Chinese vehicles come of, you know, get manufactured in Mexico and brought across the border for sale in the United States, you know, people will just lose their shirt. You know, can you imagine then some of these different networks, they would be saying President Trump is going to take the shirts away from people. That's what you have to expect, people, when he comes to ruin our democracy, when he comes to establish an authoritarian regime. He's also going to take your shirts. He said so. Roll tape. You know, he'll be, and they're going to lose their shirts. You know, this, it's silly, isn't it? But we got to point that out sometimes. The silliness, we have to point this stuff out. And we're glad to do it. Because it does get very silly, doesn't it? But they got to glom on to something. They literally have to glom on to something. It's like they have nothing else to glom on to. So they simply, you know, they got to make hay out of whatever it is that they're given. And so the bloodbath comment is supposed to, you know, reverberate all around the world forever, you know, and bounce off the moon and come back at us and that kind of stuff. Well, here's a little bit more reaction, and this is pretty good stuff, folks. This is Jim Jordan reacting to Ketanji Brown Jackson's, again, interesting viewpoint about the First Amendment, what was the exact quote here? What was that in most important time periods? So what's the criteria for that? Who determines the most important time periods to turn off the First Amendment? So let's listen into Jim Jordan. He was interviewed on Fox News earlier.
The big takeaway today was Ketanji Brown Jackson when she said to the Solicitor General from Louisiana, she said, "You've got the First Amendment hamstringing the government." Well, that's what it's supposed to do, for goodness sake. It was literally one of the craziest things I've ever seen, that you could have a justice on the United States Supreme Court say that in the oral. I mean, it made no sense to me. That is frightening, because if she really believes that, that is scary where we're headed. Understand what took place here. This was censorship by surrogate. This was big government telling big tech to take down speech they disagreed with. And it was the most fundamental kind of speech. It was political speech, the kind that's supposed to have the most heightened scrutiny you can have before you can take that down. But that's what took place. And then to have a justice on the Supreme Court say what she said, that is frightening.
It is frightening, isn't it? And I have a feeling it's going to get more frightening. Because, again, it all goes into this notion of, well, let's see for a minute. I just don't know. And I'm just talking generally here. She's got her reasons, whatever they are, her perspective for whatever reason, right? But if you're going to start saying things, or if you're going to start having this feeling out there that, you know, this Bill of Rights stuff just isn't lining up with our agenda. This Bill of Rights, hey, the Second Amendment. Well, I don't know. You know, I don't know if it really means that. I don't know if it really entails that you have the right to defend yourself. So we're going to make it so onerous on you, so that it makes it virtually impossible to have a gun. It's going to be virtually impossible. And by the way, if you end up defending yourself, it's going to be virtually impossible to stay out of jail for the rest of your life, basically. And of course, I know I'm overgeneralizing here, but that's the idea. You make things so onerous that people just can't bear the weight of it, because you don't like the Bill of Rights, because it doesn't line up with your left-leaning political agenda. All right, folks, fasten your seatbelts. We've got 60 seconds with Todd. 5-4-3-2-1, go, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen, the American people. Good to hear Donald Yon, Sebastian Gorka, telling everybody that this White House hates Israel. No kidding, Einstein. Of course they hate Israel. And any Jew that votes for a Democrat is an idiot. Anybody in America who votes for Joe Biden is an idiot. Okay, the guy sucks. Your gas prices are through the roof. Your food prices are through the roof. Okay, who's the idiot in California that's voting for Adam Schiff? Except you clowns in Hollywood who have to vote for him. You're a disgrace, okay? And by the way, when the Miami Dolphins beat the Denver Broncos 70-0, that's a slaughter, okay? That's a bloodbath. And what's happening to the American people is a bloodbath, because Joe Biden is selling out the American people to China, and Zuckerberg is selling us out, and all the rest of these clowns are selling the American people out. They're selling our cops out. They're selling our fire department. They're selling the Americans. They hate you. They hate me. So stand up for Jesus, and preachers, get in the game. And ladies, you want your girl to go against transgender Leroy or what? Stand up for Donald Trump. Peace.
All right, 60 seconds with Todd. Folks, we're going to be back right after this. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Tuesday edition. Anything can happen. Stay right there.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News Update. Former President Trump has failed to obtain a $464 million fraud judgment against him in New York. Trump must post bond by next week, or New York Attorney General Letitia James can begin collection proceedings during the appeals process. The White House confirmed that President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had a discussion Monday. They covered recent developments in the Israel-Hamas conflict, particularly focusing on the situation in Rafah and efforts to enhance aid to Gaza. The Supreme Court seems doubtful about restricting the government's communication with social media platforms. Arguments heard on Monday questioned whether the Biden administration's efforts to combat misinformation on these platforms infringed upon the First Amendment. At the heart of the case are communications from administration officials urging platforms to monitor information regarding the legitimacy of the 2020 election and COVID-19. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tuesday edition continues to race right by us, folks, and it's got a good feeling to it, though. I'm telling you, we're even though it's Tuesday, we're doing pretty good. We're going to make Tuesday feel good again. There's no doubt about that. There's lots to do, of course, as we move through the week of broadcasting, and we hope that you got a great day ahead of you this morning. We hope that things go well. We're glad to be a part of it. If you're just starting your day, or if you're just ending your day, if you work overnights throughout America, and we're glad to be a part of that. With you. All right, so we just got another direct message. This from Carlos. Appreciate it. He says the Bill of Rights were added to ensure the original 13 states adopted it. And I think he's talking, of course, about the Constitution. Well, of course, our Bill of Rights is so important, isn't it? And this is something that, again, you know, you can't simply pick and choose from them. You can't simply say, well, it doesn't really apply right now. You know, things have changed. And this is one of the arguments, too, about the Second Amendment. Well, this was so far, you know, back in history. They never envisioned what things would be like today. So it's so antiquated, and we just have to make sure that you don't have the ability to exercise your Second Amendment rights. Kind of similar, isn't it, you know, to what Ketanji Brown Jackson's talking about? Well, we've got some very, you know, very important time periods that might kind of have to supersede that very pesky First Amendment. And you can just go down the list. But again, it's revolutionary. You know, we're talking well over, 250 years ago. It's revolutionary, the ideas that are contained in the very foundations of our country, of our nation, of our society. And yes, the foundations of our Constitution. And unfortunately, we always seem to see this happening coming from the far left. And that is, it's by attrition. It's, erode it a little bit more. And put some more restrictions down, and again, make it so onerous that you can't really exercise your rights as they are. And again, this is part of why our country even endures to begin with, because this is so sacred to the very fabric of what it means to be the United States of America. So once again, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. Of course, you can also head over to kylewarrenshow.com. That's my home website, and you can send us a direct message, just like Carlos just did, and we appreciate that so very much, Carlos. I really do. Well, also, folks, in what's going on with Israel right now and the White House and all of this, the clash of the titans, as it were, that is happening, there is a little bit of progress being made in the Israel-Hamas war, and this from The Hill. Israel killed Hamas's number three commander in an airstrike last week, White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan told reporters on Monday. Israel has made significant progress against Hamas. They've broken a significant number of Hamas battalions and killed thousands of Hamas fighters, including senior commanders. Hamas's number three, Marwan Issa, was killed in an Israeli operation last week, Sullivan said, adding that the remaining top leaders, quote, are hiding likely deep in the Hamas tunnel network. Well, that means they're going to be exploring these tunnels sooner than later, or doing something to them. Issa, the deputy of Mohammed Deif, head of Hamas's military division, helped plan the October 7th attack against Israel, the Israeli Defense Forces claimed last week. But I want you to hear this exchange that happened at the White House press briefing room with Karine Jean-Pierre. And as I mentioned in the program earlier, I think it bears repeating here in the 5 o'clock hour, hour number 4, as the program goes. Maybe she just needs to have, some signs to hold up, or just little prefab signs where, she could hold up a sign that has, in other words, she has a few different answers to questions, and that's pretty much it. She'd hold up a sign, I refer you to state. Hold up another sign, I refer you to the Pentagon. Another sign, I refer you to the campaign. Or how about this one? I can't discuss that because it's about the campaign. Or the ultimate sign, which is the one she'd probably hold up the most, and that would just simply say, nothing's in the binder on this. I have nothing in the binder about this, whatever you asked me. But let's listen to this exchange. All kidding aside, this is a great question. Because what happened late last week, which still is reverberating through the political world, through the international world, and certainly through our world here on the program, Chuck Schumer talking from the floor of the Senate, giving a speech, declaring the Netanyahu government no confidence, they should have new elections, Netanyahu's just trying to shore up his own political thing, and on it went. And this is a great question. Listen to this question that Karine Jean-Pierre got at the White House press briefing room.
And is it fair to understand from the detailed engagement that Biden is having with Netanyahu and with his government that this means that President Biden feels that the government is legitimate and should continue, and that engagement with them can bear more fruit than it has in the past?
Say that legitimate.
That Netanyahu's government is legitimate, that he is still views him as a legitimate leader, and that his appeals to them, to him.
I mean, let's be clear.
Okay, stop right there. What a great question, because it's a question that is, I think, plays right off of what happened with Chuck Schumer. And then what happened subsequently with Joe Biden in the Oval Office when he had a photo opportunity. And he was asked about, well, it was a great speech. I like the speech. But, of course, we know, we could absolutely, I think it's the way that this went down was, you know, they want to get this out there. They want to float this balloon about what if we just really now start, you know, because what else, what, how much more can you delegitimize the Netanyahu government if you say what Schumer said? And then the president backed it up. The president didn't qualify it. Well, I think he went too far, or, you know, there was nothing like that. It was just, I liked his speech, which meant all this is all synchronous, you know, it's all in synchronous orbit with one another on that, right? So this is a great question because de facto, you have delegitimized the Netanyahu government in Israel. De facto, you have revealed the U.S. position from the Biden administration, and that is, we're not for this anymore. And I think, you know, parenthetically here, I think it's because they are so concerned and frightened about the poll numbers coming out of Michigan and so forth, certain groups that are not happy. It's just like with that story that Peter Ducey was asking about. Yeah, he's mad because the poll numbers are going down in some ways because of his, quote, handling of the Israeli-Hamas war. So you just heard the question, does the Biden administration, you know, see this as legitimate government and so forth? And then, of course, Karine Jean-Pierre has to act all confused, like, what are you talking, what? The legitimacy, what? You know? Let's hear her response.
That is up to, Bibi Netanyahu is the Prime Minister of Israel. Like, that is something that we know, right? That is something that is fact. You know, that doesn't change anything.
State of
that
fact.
Is the reason
State of
why
fact.
We've been in constant communication with the Israeli government from all levels, right? And so that has not changed, right? That is as far as...
I asked because Schumer suggested that maybe...
Well, look, that is something for, as it relates to any elections or anything like that, that's up to the Israeli government, right? That is something for them to decide. I can't speak to that. What I can speak to is the president and his involvement and his engagement. I think it's important that he had this conversation with the Prime Minister today about Rafah, about how we move forward. And so, you know, Jake Sullivan did a really good job laying that out, what that's going to look like, how that conversation went. The president doesn't want to see a military operation go into Rafah. He's been very clear about that. He wants to make sure that innocent lives are protected, and it has to be done in a way that we don't see Palestinian lives
So the question really was, does the administration see the Israeli government as legitimate? And she responded by stating a fact. That was not an emphatic anything about the Israeli government. It's just, well, Netanyahu is Netanyahu, and he's the prime minister right now. So I think, folks, it just speaks volumes, doesn't it? This is going to get a lot weirder, a lot faster, I'm afraid. Stay right there. We are coming right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Tuesday edition. Can't believe we're reaching the final segment of the program for the morning. Again, it just flies by. We're glad about that because that's part of our job, everybody, is make sure that your morning goes by or your wee hours of the morning go by very, very quickly and with a lot of information. And some fun. We're definitely all about that. But welcome back to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, and we are having fun this morning. There's no doubt about that. And, of course, the telephone number, 949-822-7959. That number again, 949-822-7959. Operators are standing by, of course. And this from Newsmax, according to a watchdog group, Google has interfered with U.S. elections 41 times. That's what they're saying. Conservative Watchdog Media Research Center released a report Monday that documented 41 times over the past 16 years that Google has interfered with U.S. elections. That's pretty significant. In a 19-page report, MRC said that Google's impact has surged dramatically, making it even more harmful to democracy. That's a direct quote. From the mouths of Google executives, the tech giant let slip what was never meant to be made public, that Google uses its great strength and resources and reach to advance its leftist values, MRC said in an executive summary. Put another way, by MRC founder President Brent Bozell, Google's massive and deliberate efforts to interfere in U.S. elections for the past 16 years is unacceptable and the biggest threat to American democracy today. Now, that's news to me. I'm sure that's news to you, because haven't we been told over and over and over again that it's Donald Trump? Donald Trump is the biggest threat to democracy ever in the history of the universe, my friends. But, of course, yeah, we know where all that's coming from. MRC documented each case in its report, beginning with number one in 2008. Google censors Hillary Clinton supporting bloggers, quote unquote. During the 2008 primary election, it was no secret that Google had allied itself with the younger, more radical candidate, Barack Obama, instead of the relatively more moderate and corporate Democrat candidate, Clinton. I don't know. Is it really a choice at this point? I don't know. What's the best choice here? I'll leave you to it. Let's see. This symbiotic relationship produced results quickly, MRC wrote in synopsis. MRC's 41st instance of election interference is, as they put it, Google's Gemini refuses to answer questions damaging to Joe Biden, quote unquote. In many of the cases listed, Google either admitted that it had made errors or attempted to downplay studies and reports critical of its actions. But neither defense explains why Google's election interference always seems to go in one direction, favoring the radical left at the expense of the right, MRC wrote as part of its conclusion. Google pushed back in a statement. There is absolutely nothing new here, just a recycled list of baseless, inaccurate complaints that have been debunked by third parties that have failed in the courts, a Google spokesperson told the New York Post. So, you know, folks, again, part of what we do here on this program and here on this station, by the way, that's really important, here on this station even, you know, we're trying to make sure that you've got good information. We're trying to make sure that we talk about the things that are going to be relevant, right? One of the great things about being in the United States is that you can get access to all kinds of different things, but we also have to be discerning. And this is the kind of thing that we need to be teaching our kids as they become, as they grow up and they become teenagers and then young adults and so forth, teaching them to be discerning, teaching them how to think critically when they hear ridiculous nonsense. Ridiculous nonsense, like, you know, well, socialism is actually pretty good. You know, it just hasn't been tried right. You know, unfortunately, somebody's always ruined it for everybody else. And we're going to do it right this time. And, you know, I'm telling you, this capitalist system that we have is just, it's so oppressive and horrible. And we got to replace it with something else. And, you know, we're going to be much more equitable, and we're going to do all this other stuff. And it's going to be, I mean, it's going to be a utopia that we're going to build. Well, you know, one of the best ways to get to a point where people actually are doing well and they get along better with one another and they have, is to give them the atmosphere to build that framework where they can succeed, where they're not looking to government for every aspect of their life, you know, to where they're becoming self-reliant, to where they're using the opportunities that are available in order to build whatever that is, whatever their American dream is. But unfortunately, we have a lot of counter information that's coming through, right? And it makes it much more difficult for young people to understand just exactly what's at stake. So, again, this programs on the station, for example, we do our level best to make sure we get that information out there and that we continue to be a bastion for it. Because by manipulating information, by creating false narratives, you know, we had a great call. It was yesterday, and we had Mike and Clearwater call up. Very first call of the program yesterday morning, first segment, first call. And he had mentioned that he was very concerned because he had interacted with some young people, and those young people were all of the mind that what happened on October 7th was really Israel's fault, because Israel is an oppressor, and it was likened to caging a dog, and the dog finally gets so angry, and the dog rebels, and the dog starts, you know, biting, and this kind of thing. And this is the narrative that they've got. And so you've got to be able to counter all that. And you've got to be able to have, especially young people these days, learn how to be discerning. And that's okay, right? That's okay. Critical thinking is good, because if they ask the questions like, well, now, is that true? I mean, they should be asking that question. They shouldn't just be accepting some narrative that's given to them. And because, you know, we believe that they're going to come up with the right answer at that point. But I'm telling you this, my friends, I'm telling you this, whether it's Ketanji Brown Jackson worried about the First Amendment and it's limiting government. Okay, that's bad. Or whether it's the media that says Donald Trump just said there was going to be a bloodbath if he didn't get elected. And they don't care about the context. They don't care about any of that stuff. All they want to do is they want people to be sitting at, supper or out for dinner or meeting with their group of friends or something. And they say, well, I could never vote for somebody who said it was going to be a bloodbath, because that's just too far. That's just beyond the pale. That without having any real context to it, they're going to be deceived. And that's what's going to happen. People are going to be trying to deceive you all the time. So one of the great things that we have in this country is that thing called the First Amendment. And that means we get to come right back and say, nope, that's not the way it was. Here's the context. And here's why why somebody is trying to get you to believe something that just isn't true, only because they want to have that political power. And make no mistake, and I'll say this real briefly because we're getting ready to head out, but this whole thing to do with, we're going to see what's going to happen with Israel from the Biden administration perspective, you know, and talking about what they might approve that Israel might go in and do in Rafah, is purely based on the idea that they want to get those poll numbers back up. They are worried about constituencies that are actually really, at the end of the day, more pro-Hamas. And this is all about just getting elected, getting the power, continuing with that. And so now we're going to hamstring Israel such that Hamas isn't really eradicated or really degraded so far that they're no longer a real threat. And we're going to do that. Why? So that you can get some poll numbers going. That's really not good, is it, folks? But I'll tell you what. Thanks for joining us here on the program this morning, folks. It's been a great Tuesday edition. I'm going to look forward to talking with you on the Wednesday edition. We're going to be back bright and early. Now go out there and make it a great day. And stay tuned to this station for more great talk radio. Kyle Warren with you. Take care out there.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.